Welcome to the Boys and Girls Haven Happenings podcast, featuring conversations and stories designed to equip, mobilize, and encourage our community to support children and young adults in foster care. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Haven Happenings. Hello, and welcome to the Haven Happenings podcast. I'm your host, Nick Brewer, and today we're talking all about dirt. More specifically, we're talking about something you could do with dirt, gardening. You'll get a closer look at horticulture therapy. From boosting mood to helping dexterity, gardening is good for you. We'll be exploring its uses, different examples of it in practice, and how you can support our program here at BGH. With me today is Sharonda Allen, a veteran BGH employee, vegetable growing guru, and the mother of the Haven Peace Garden. So Sharonda and I have known each other for probably about 2.5 years, right?
2.5 years.
In that time, I've never heard how you actually got into gardening. I would love to hear a little bit more about that and how it swept you off your feet.
Well, my gardening adventure started at home, like most people. Started with my little tomato plants, my broccoli, and at the time I was teaching at Brooklawn. They had this nice state-of-the-art greenhouse that was donated from WHAS that wasn't being utilized.
How many garden beds are we talking?
Zero garden beds, but this greenhouse had a classroom, it had, you know, automatic sprinkler systems, and no one was using it. So I started taking my most difficult kids out to the garden, and I noticed how their behavior started to decrease on the days that we spent in the garden. 10 years there, found my way here, and thought, I can do the same thing here.
Well, for everybody who's not been by our campus and seen our garden, the Haven Peace Garden, it is truly a sight to behold. How many beds are we up to now?
We are up to eight by eight raised beds. We have a big 10 by 20 in-ground plot. Oh, actually, no, we have 14 raised beds.
Good. Well, because I know there are a couple Eagle Scout projects that helped to build the garden originally. So there was an Eagle Scout project and they built, was it 4 beds?
Originally 4 beds, and we actually have 4 more beds on the way from another Eagle Scout.
That's awesome.
But the original location of the greenhouse was not ideal for having a garden. So myself and a few youth disassembled the greenhouse and we carried it.
I remember that story. Yeah, yeah. I remember that story. I was actually here the other day using the gym and I was admiring. I walked through the garden and sat on the swinging bench and it's just like, wow, this has come a long way since its inception. So
it is, and it continues to grow.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
We're growing.
So it sounds like your personal introduction to gardening and your journey is kind of based in horticulture therapy right from the beginning. Can you talk a little bit more about what horticulture therapy actually is?
According to the Horticulture Therapy Association, horticulture therapy is the engagement of a person in gardening and plant-based activities facilitated by a trained therapist, but I'm not.
We're getting there.
I'm in the process.
Yeah, you are going to school for it, right?
Right, and we want to achieve specific therapeutic goals that are generally individualized. They don't know it's therapy, but
I've actually read when I was doing research for this podcast that that's half of the point is it's therapy without really knowing it's therapy, and that can be more effective for some people. So I also read that horticulture therapy as a profession started in 1973.
Yeah, it started in 1973, but there are documented evidence that it goes way back to Mesopotamia, back to ancient Egypt, and how physicians would prescribe their mental health patients to spend time in the garden.
I imagine that it was really necessary to spend time on mental health when living in Mesopotamia.
I mean, you think? But think about the hanging flowers of Babylon, which is kind of a myth, but there's some documentation of it, but I don't know.
So what are the hanging flowers of Babylon?
It's just like tiered terraces, just full of green, lush.
Okay, so like really, really pretty Egyptian pyramids.
Yes.
But with flowers. Decorative. Yeah. I mean, that's gorgeous. You should put one of those in the garden.
Don't give me any ideas because I'm trying to stay focused and my ADHD kicks in the garden because I'm all over the place. I have a lot of unfinished projects.
That would be the best display of ADHD I would have ever seen. Coming into campus one day and seeing pyramids made of flowers. Like, ah, oh, Sharonda's ADHD is acting up again.
We can start small. We can, you know, there are several different sizes of pyramids. We can do herb gardens.
I actually spent all day yesterday putting together my garden at home, and I have 5 garden beds now. I finished building the 5th last night, and I smelled like horse manure all day. It was easily one of the best days I've had in a while. It's just me and my girlfriend sitting in the garden, playing in the dirt, smelling bad, but feeling good.
Reduce your stress. What else?
I got to be outside. Mm-hmm. Got to spend time with somebody I enjoy being around. And I think I got rained on a few times, but...
All gardens need the rain, right? Got your little confidence, puff your chest out. Look what I built.
I need the rain too. It felt good. I like being outside, so... So I was actually reading another study. It was a meta-analysis of the research published in the Journal of Preventative Medicine, and they reported that digging in the dirt really does lift your spirits. They say that digging stirs up microbes in the soil, and that inhaling these microbes can stimulate serotonin production, which, if you don't know, is a happy drug in your brain. And that can make you feel relaxed and happier.
Well, I swear by it, because in this field, it is a very stressful, unpredictable day. Like, your day is not the same ever. And last growing season, I realized everyone else around me is just like, oh my God, I'm so stressful. And I couldn't figure out, I'm like, what is going on with, why is everybody so stressed out? And I'm just chill and just coasting. And I realized it's because I've been digging in the dirt every day, several hours a day, you know, with the kids. Also our behaviors, safe crisis managements went down. And I realize it's because we spent so much time in the garden.
So there are fewer negative interactions with the kids, yes. And it seems like they're acting out a lot less when they spend time in the garden. So I think that's a good transition into how horticulture therapy is used and who can benefit from it. So obviously we're talking about the foster population there, and we're going to revisit that in a minute. But first, I kind of want to talk about a story of horticulture therapy's use in a different context. Specifically, this one was with a 68-year-old man in Atlanta who was having severe issues with alcoholism and depression. And he started doing horticulture therapy at a mental health center called Skyland Trail in Atlanta. This story talked about how much it helped him and how much it helped him cope with his alcoholism and his other mental health struggles. So that's an example of it helping a 68-year-old man. But what about these younger people that we serve at Boys and Girls Haven? Are there certain foster kids who it works better for? Are there certain groups who really seem to take to it and others who are like, not as much? And why do you think it works for this specific population who's gone through abuse and trauma and a number of other mental health struggles?
One reason I feel like it allows them to nurture. You know what I mean? A lot of our kids lack the sense of being nurtured. It allows them to nurture while being nurtured by the plants. The plants are non-judgmental. You don't have to be academically smart. You don't have to be athletic. You can be whoever you are. If you're in a bad mood, go dig a hole. Take out that aggression, you know what I mean? Some kids have sensory issues and don't like to touch the dirt. Well, you can water or you can paint a garden sign, or you can just walk around.
I was talking to my mom the other day, who is an avid gardener, and I remember growing up, she would be out weeding our yard every single day, and it never seemed like there were any weeds anywhere. And when I asked her about it, she would always say, sometimes the yard needs to be weeded, but other times it's just a way to escape kind of the troubles of the day. Yes. It's a way to be by yourself and be with your own thoughts just all day. So I'm guessing that's another reason some of these kids can really benefit from it.
And a lot of times when they do transition over to the garden, they don't always work. Sometimes just being in the garden, you know, we have that swing and just being surrounded by the plants, and sometimes the horses come over. It's very therapeutic. They don't have to look at the mundane four walls of the cottages, which can be a little chaotic. It's an escape.
Even me not being in the garden as much as you, I still see the positive impact it has on the kids here. I remember there was a kid, I did his intake when he first came to BGH. I remember walking over, visiting him in his room, and it looked like a greenhouse in there. Yes. You told me he named the plants.
Yeah,
and
he did. Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing him out in the garden with you all day long, and it seemed like it really helped him cope with some of the stuff he was struggling with.
He was a kid I can rely on, you know, to tend to the garden on my days off and lead those who would want to venture over to the garden also. The downside was if the staff didn't want to take him to the garden, he was a little sporadic and chaotic. But that's that sense of ownership that instills, you know, this is something he was proud of, that boost of confidence that you might not necessarily get in a normal therapeutic setting. But, you know, the three models of the therapeutic garden is the therapeutic part of it. You know, therapy sessions, our kids struggle with the word therapy, but, you know, they'll have a session in the garden about it being therapy. The vocational aspects of it, you know, teaching them job skills, people skills. You know, our teens struggle with homelessness, so they learn how to grow food. That's one way to combat hunger, because they know how to grow food. You can seed save, you know, they learn. We grow all of our stuff from seeds, and then we do get some plants donated. But the social wellness aspect of it also, you know, when they bring other adults or even other peers to the garden, they're interacting with each other.
So what kind of things do you do for them or say to them while they're gardening to make it more therapeutic?
Sometimes we don't say a word, because a lot of times many of the adults in their lives do a lot of talking. Sometimes we don't say a word. Sometimes they'll just start to ask questions. For instance, we had the kids drop some lettuce seeds, I think you saw it, in our walk paths, which is gravel rocks, and these lettuce seeds have started to grow, and just this lettuce has shown us that we can grow in any environment. So it might take a little bit, but we can still grow in difficult environments. See what I did there?
That was nice. Yeah. I really like that. So definitely lots of lessons to be learned in the garden. I love the example about the lettuce too, because yeah. I was out there munching on it the other day with Sharonda. I went to visit and I was like picking it up out of the gravel. Like, can I eat this? And then she's like, go for it. Yeah. So I was having, I think I missed lunch that day and I was just sitting there just munching.
I mean, maybe we should have a plant sale, because we got a little makeshift grow room and we have an obscene amount of plants that we don't have enough growing space for yet.
So what are the goals? What would you like to see in the next couple of months, in the next year, maybe the next 10 years? And how can people in our community, how can other staff of Boys and Girls Haven help out to make that happen?
I would love for it to develop and grow as our equine program has grown here, because the therapeutic aspects of the garden work. I am living proof of it. Just, I'm so behind right now, and I can tell my stress level is higher because I've actually spent less time in the garden. Hopefully I'll be able to get more kids out there. We generally have the same few. This batch of kids that we have right now aren't necessarily into the outdoors. We've got a few gamers, so we're trying to break that cycle. There's so many benefits, especially when we start the harvest, because then we harvest and take the food to our cafeteria.
Well, I remember seeing last year just these massive wheelbarrows of every kind of vegetable, and I would go back to the back of the administration building and find tomatoes every day, and I'd just eat them like apples. Mm-hmm. They were so good. So what kind of materials and supplies are you need right now? I know we just talked about this the other day.
We would love for compost, maybe some topsoil, so we can continue to expand our pollinator garden, maybe some gravel, because I would love to make a peace sign walking path, and just they can ground, take their shoes off, picnic tables. We'll take anything you want to give us.
Well, I know topsoil is really expensive, because I just got a bunch yesterday and spent way more than I was expecting to.
Where did you go?
I went to Lowe's.
Bruh. can I say bruh?
Who's your soil guy, Sharonda?
Go to Earth First and buy it in bulk.
I'll have to check out Earth First. Stop going to the big corporations and feeding
the mom and pops. But it's Bonnie Plants. You know, like, they've donated a lot of plants to us, so sometimes I try to pay it forward. I love St. Matthew's Feed and Seed. They donate a lot to us. They take care of us. They're really good with the kids and nice to the kids, so I would definitely hit up St. Matthew's Feed and Seed.
Well, I really appreciate you being here today, Sharonda. I know that I've personally learned a whole lot about gardening in general and about the Haven Peace Garden. I hope that everybody listening has as well. We learned that horticulture therapy is rooted in the idea that interacting with plants can bring about well-being. And whether it's tending to a garden or just having plants in your home, horticulture therapy helps us learn new skills, practice mindfulness, and heal. We discuss the importance of gardening and how we can all contribute to the program at Boys and Girls Haven. Thank you to our wonderful audience and to our lovely guest, Ms. Sharonda Allen. See you next time, everybody, and happy gardening.